This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as we barrel toward what will be, for most people, a little bit of a break with Christmas Eve coming up and then Christmas Day. And all of this happening at a time when checks are going into the mail. Yeah, that's right. Everybody seems to like that part of things. Except for a group of Republicans who are showing a little bit of spine and speaking up in behalf of a $3 trillion deficit. We will get to that issue. There's a speech by Rand Paul that's actually gone viral. But for the most part, I think most Americans are relieved that Congress actually passed this coronavirus rescue bill, the COVID-19 rescue bill, the stimulus bill, whatever you want to say. It's about half as big as last time, less than half as big as last time. People are not going to be getting as much money. But most Americans who have household income below $150,000, which is the great majority of people in this country, people are going to be getting a check in the mail. And how big is that check going to be? It's going to be about, it's going to be $600 per adult and $600 per child. They're allotting more for children this time than last time. Though for adults, it's half as much. You may remember it was $1,200 a person with a bill that they passed in March. Steven Mnuchin, the Secretary of Treasury, went on to CNBC. He has stayed with these negotiations. Basically, that's all he's been doing, the Secretary of the Treasury, because the president has sort of pulled away from any direct involvement. He has represented the administration. I think he did a good job, and we came out with a bill that is vastly less damaging than the bill the Democratic House had passed. And he seems to be, Secretary Mnuchin, in a fairly ebullient mood. Clip number four.
We couldn't be more pleased that we got this done in time for the end of the year. The president wanted direct payments, so we will be sending out next week direct deposit. I expect we'll get the money out by the beginning of next week. $2,400 for a family of four, so much needed relief just in time for the holidays. We also have extensions of the PPP. You know how important this has been, Jim, to small business, particularly restaurants. So not only are we recycling $140 billion that's been sitting there that we've been waiting for approval, but we have substantial other money, so over $325 billion targeted for small business, much more directed. Congress also agreed to reinstate the tax deductibility on the PPP expenses, so that'll be additional relief for small business. And I think, as you know, the president is particularly concerned about restaurants, so we restored the deductibility of meal expenses for business people. So we couldn't be more pleased. It took us too long to get here, but as we've said before, this is about kids and jobs and vaccines.
Okay, the one thing that he mentioned there is there are many things in the bill to dislike. There are all kinds of things. A number of people have pointed out the appropriation of some $10 million to provide for gender studies, to gender equality studies in Pakistan. And yes, I mean, foreign aid continues to be one of the most controversial, one of the least popular kinds of appropriations that the American government makes. And I think that's true. We should, in terms of spending our money, follow an America first priority. and sending new money to Pakistan to help with gender equality there may be a very worthy thing for a foundation to do or for private charities to do, but to ask the American taxpayer to do it, I think, is dubious, and especially as part of an emergency bill. What Stephen Mnuchin mentioned there, the three martini lunch write-off deal, is not good. And it's just part of what you get. The bill is over 5,000 pages long. Now, I could pretend to you that I've actually read it or even attempted to read it, but 5,359 pages? I mean, we're talking about the bill to read is five times as long as Tolstoy's War and Peace and considerably less interesting. And again, it's crazy that they do things like this. This is one of those things at some point somebody is going to figure out a way that we can get this entire budgetary process operating a little bit better in Congress. One of the good things about the bill is that we are no longer under the gun concerning a shutdown. We don't have to pass new extensions of 1 week and 2 days. A budget and the government will continue operating until the fiscal year is over in September. So that gives them a chance to get their stuff together a little bit, maybe. And one of the questions here is a question that was posed by Manu Raju of CNN, who was trying to get Nancy Pelosi to try to explain why she didn't agree to a deal in October that actually would have come closer to what the Democrats wanted. The Democrats got very little of what they originally wanted, and that speaks to the effectiveness of the great Mitch McConnell, who deserves all the credit in the world for this. Now, there is a nutty attempt to overturn the election. Now, you've heard about that from President Trump and some of his close allies about overturning the presidential election. How about this? Democrats now apparently want to overturn Mitch McConnell's reelection victory in Kentucky, where he won by 20 points. But then there's still this issue, because Mitch McConnell did win and came back to the Senate with enhanced authority, about how it is that he won this negotiation. Manu Raju, clip 13, speaking to Speaker Pelosi.
And Mnuchin at one point in October offered a $1.8 trillion proposal at that time. So just moments ago, I tried to ask the Speaker why she didn't find this proposal at $900 billion more acceptable than the $1.8 trillion plan that Mnuchin offered.
Thank you all very much.
Better than the Mnuchin proposal. He proposed $1.8 trillion.
So I tried to ask her in the hallway, too, in the Capitol. Right after that, I asked her off camera. I said, why is this more acceptable than the $1.8 trillion offer? She didn't answer, but Chuck Schumer, who was walking next to her, said, ask Mitch McConnell.
Okay, that's the basic point. They didn't accept it back in October because they were very confident they were going to gain control of the Senate. They're very confident. They still could. They still could. There's some bad polling that came out of Georgia. I'll bring that to your attention. But I think it's unlikely. I do think at least one of the two Republicans will pull out a victory in Georgia and save the Senate. But that was the crucial item. It wasn't just waiting for Joe Biden to come in and help them. Joe Biden has indicated he is in favor of more COVID-19 relief, more spending proposals. Though, honestly, there's enough concern about the level of the deficit right now and the national debt, which is $27 trillion. We have a national debt that is now bigger than the gross domestic product, which is considered to be a very dangerous thing. Nonetheless, there are items to celebrate here. I want to go to them. We also have a moving day for a very beautiful historic statue that has stood in the Capitol building. This is not a state issue so much. It's a Capitol building, a statuary hall, for over 100 years. 111 years, to be exact. So which statue is going goodbye? And what about renaming a baseball team? How does that process work? And why is it that some leading conservatives are taking up the cudgels for an insect name? We'll get to that. The vermin, the cockroaches. No, it's better. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVid Show.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a train engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free, 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they're going to make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Boys. Christmas. I don't think there's an album like that. There might be. There might be. If you are looking for a great Christmas gift, it's not too late to get a gift certificate, which can be sent to you over the magic of the internet. And confirmed as a Christmas gift, a gift certificate to the MedVet History Store, where everything is on sale right now, holiday sale, including the complete MedVet History Library. That's at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner. Some 60% off to get the full library. That's everything we've ever done, covering a great deal of history from the colonial period and the revolution through the Civil War up until current day conflicts. And then 25% off any single history download or CD. Check it out at medvedhistorystore.com. And again, great for even last minute gift giving. Speaking of last-minute gift-giving, there's a statement on this whole issue about Nancy Pelosi accepting much less after the election than she did back in October. And a part of the reason that they turned down, I think, the Democrats, a deal where they would have gotten much more of what they wanted in October is because it would have been viewed as a triumph for Trump. And he was in the middle of a very competitive presidential election. And yes, I do think the Democrats very much wanted to play politics with that. And in fact, there's a pretty strong indication of that by a Representative Raja Krishnamurti. He's on MSNBC, basically celebrating the way the Democrats played politics. Clip 12, listen.
You know, Senator John Cornyn tweeted just this morning, Pelosi and Schumer have agreed to a $900 billion bill 3 months after turning down an offer of $1.8 trillion from Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. So would you have been better off voting on that bill, which would have come earlier and perhaps been a bit more inclusive?
Well, I think the one thing that Senator Cornyn doesn't mention is that we're going to have a President Biden in over a month here. And so I think that the facts have changed on the ground, so to speak. But nevertheless, this $900 billion bill is essential relief for the next 3 months, which is possibly the worst part of the pandemic, as you know. And I think that we will have to do more come mid-March once President Biden takes office.
Okay. It's not going to be easy to do more. It's also very unclear how that is supposed to work itself out. And the idea of at least some of the, it's one of the reasons I think it's healthy that this was no, and though it was overwhelming, the vote in the House of Representatives was 359-53 in favor of the relief bill. And most of those 53 who voted against it were conservative Republicans, including people like Paul Gosar of Arizona, people who are very outspoken conservatives. But there were three non-Republicans who voted no on this package. And I find this fascinating. One of the non-Republicans was Justin Amash, who was leaving Congress. He's being succeeded by a Republican. That's one of the seats that Republicans gained. Justin had been elected as a Republican. He had then become an independent. He was a libertarian for a while. He's now a former congressman, soon to be, as of January 3rd. But Justin Amash voted no. And so did Tulsi Gabbard, who's also leaving Congress. And so did Rashida Tlaib. I have absolutely no idea why Rashida Tlaib, who generally favors more and more and more and more government spending, why she voted no. In terms of the Senate, the vote was also overwhelming. There were only six senators who voted no. There were 92 who voted yes. And the six senators who voted no were all Republicans. and they're almost all Republicans with some presidential aspirations. Which ones? Well, Ted Cruz, Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, former governor of Florida, Mike Lee of Utah, Rand Paul, of course, who's run for president before, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, who says he's trying to decide whether he's going to run for re-election in 2022, and Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee. And they all voted no, basically, because, and I think Rand Paul in his speech in the Senate, and we've invited Senator Paul to come join us on the show, I'd love to talk to him about it. He makes the idea that for conservatives, the notion of just sending people money in the mail, or money in actually direct transfer, which is what this would be, to all of a sudden have a big blob of money, and again, for a family of four with two dependent children at home. Now, this doesn't count for your 35-year-old son who's playing video games in the basement. This is only good for people below the age of 18, children below the age of 18, or dependents below the age of 18. In any event, you could get for a family of four, that's $2,400. And that's enough, certainly, to notice in somebody's bank account. Something else that people will notice, they actually moved the statue already. And it's a beautiful statue. I've seen it. But it's actually probably the right thing to move it. They have an institution in Washington. When you tour the Capitol building, it's fascinating to go there. It's the former House of Representatives chamber in the Capitol building before they expanded the Capitol building, and they have now a much larger House chamber. But in the place of where the House used to meet, they have what's called Statuary Hall. And each state gets to pick two people that they want to send to Statuary Hall to represent heroes that that state has contributed to the country. And right now, there are a lot of questions because a number of the states, yes, of course, they're all southern states, have chosen Confederate leaders as their representatives in Statuary Hall. And I think we have reached something of a national consensus at this point that taking up arms against the United States of America and fighting very effectively and very courageously to destroy the United States of America doesn't make you a hero. So the Robert E. Lee statue has gone away. How did that decision work, and why, and who are they replacing him with? That's the crazy part, because they had such a great alternative, which they turned away from. He was representing the state of Virginia, of course. We will get to that and much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Here's a special discount just for being a MedVed annual member. 50% off any download in the MedVed History Store. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is suing Walmart, accusing the retail giant of helping fuel the nation's opioid crisis by inadequately screening for questionable prescriptions, despite repeated warnings from its own pharmacists. The Justice Department's lawsuit claims that Walmart sought to boost profits, understaffed its pharmacies, and pressured employees to fill prescriptions quickly. That made it difficult for pharmacists to reject invalid prescriptions, enabling widespread drug abuse nationwide. The stalemate is over as Congress finally passed a new coronavirus relief package. The measure is part of a larger federal spending plan and is worth $900 billion. Included in the package are $600 stimulus checks for Americans, which could go out as early as next week. The president is expected to sign the bill. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Michael Medved show, talking about the statue removal of Robert E. Lee. First of all, this was not a group of demonstrators. This was done in Statuary Hall in the Capitol building of the United States by federal personnel. And it was done at the request of the government of the state of Virginia, because Virginia gets to choose who represents that state in Statuary Hall. I know that California used to have a Hispanic representative, a Father Junipero Serra, who is also Saint Junipero Serra, but I believe he either has been removed or is being removed. And these statue debates continue to go on, and unfortunately a lot of them are really deeply ignorant. But here's the story as covered in National Review. Virginia's statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee was removed from the U.S. Capitol yesterday. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam announced the statue's removal, hailing it as a crucial and necessary step forward for the state. I'm sure Virginia has no other problems right now. None. But, okay. So they've removed the statue from the Capitol building. Northam, of course, who is a Democrat, who is perhaps best known for when he was in medical school, having palled around with in blackface with somebody else who was wearing a Ku Klux Klan costume for just fun, Governor Northam said, "We should all be proud of this important step forward for our Commonwealth and our country. The Confederacy is a symbol of Virginia's racist and divisive history, and it is past time we tell our story with images of perseverance, diversity, and inclusion." The statue of the Confederate general was removed by staff from the architect of the Capitol from Statuary Hall in the Capitol building's crypt and will be relocated to the Virginia Museum of History and Culture. The statue has stood in the Capitol since 1909. Isn't that unbelievable? Along with Virginia's other candidate, a statue of George Washington. That's staying. And by the way, that seems to me appropriate. I don't think that Robert E. Lee or anyone should be removed because they owned slaves. There are a lot of Americans you could consider. Another Virginian named James Madison, also a slave owner, was the primary author of our Constitution. Now, he ought to be there, but no, they're not going to replace Robert E. Lee with James Madison. Even though James Madison was a big supporter of the Union, Robert E. Lee devoted 4 years of his life and his most faithful decision to wrecking the Union. And it was the biggest mistake of his life. He had lived an honorable life until then. Though, of course, somebody's going to jump in and say, you cannot lead an honorable life if you're a slave owner. And I think it's one of those things, if you're a slave owner and you accept that status and you want to do nothing to correct it. That's true. Support of slavery. Not all slave owners were supporters of slavery. And Washington would be a good example of someone who did something about it, about freeing his slaves, and began speaking against slavery with the Fairfax resolves back in 1774, before the Revolution. Anyway, earlier this year, the Virginia General Assembly established a commission that recommended this week that the Robert E. Lee statue be replaced by the statue of a very, very famous civil rights leader named Barbara Johns. Jeremy, have you ever heard of Barbara Johns? No. You know what? I know this stuff. I've studied this stuff. I'd never heard of her. When she was in high school, she led one of the efforts to integrate her high school. The General Assembly of Virginia still has to approve the statue of Johns as a replacement. Senator Tim Kaine, Representative Jenner Wexton, and a representative from the office of Representative Donald McAiken, all Democrats, were present for the statue's removal. Here's the point. Why do Barbara Johns, who no one's ever heard of, the most important black leader of the 19th century, aside from Frederick Douglass, who wasn't from Virginia, he was from Maryland, but the most important black leader aside from Frederick Douglass was Booker T. Washington, who was an amazing human being, who was born a slave and built one of the first historic black colleges and universities, Tuskegee Institute. He was the first African-American to ever be a dinner guest at the White House with President Theodore Roosevelt. He wrote a book that is still compelling to read, Up From Slavery, The Story of His Life. And again, was recognized around the world as the leader of former slaves, of black people, and someone who was a blazing and effective voice for justice. Why not Booker T. Washington? Well, because subsequent black leaders consider him a moderate, who actually believed that black people should embrace the identity of patriotic American. Actually, most civil rights leaders have believed in that until the day before yesterday. In any event, I hope they finally settle this issue in Virginia. Now, the statue, of course, statue goes away. It's pretty easy. But there are people now who are deeply concerned about Trump leaving, not the Capitol building, but leaving the White House. There are reports in both the Washington Post and at CNN suggesting that President Trump has aroused concern by his aides by indicating that he may not vacate the White House on January 20th. Now, again, CNN is reporting that, well, even though he has aroused this concern, the aides around President Trump are fairly certain that, yes, he will leave the Capitol when the time comes. He will leave the White House, and things are not going to get into a crisis. But Alec Baldwin, yes, that Alec Baldwin, someone who is obviously very celebrated, has done very well playing President Trump. Baldwin has said that he fantasizes about the way Trump should be removed from the White House. He said this recently on Twitter. Who arrests Trump if he refuses to concede? Who drags him out? Pepper spray? Cuffs? A knee on his neck, cutting off his oxygen? Does he wheeze? I can't breathe? Just wail away on him, like a piñata? Rodney King style. The thug who destroyed the country. What does he deserve? Now, there's some question about that, because Twitter has a policy for hateful conduct. The hateful conduct policy on Twitter says users may not promote violence against or directly attack or threaten other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, caste, sexual orientation, gender, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or serious disease. Now, of course, but they don't say that having a conservative outlook or having served as president in a way that Alec Baldwin strongly disapproves, that doesn't seem to count. Twitter did not immediately respond to Fox News when asked if it was a violation, Baldwin's tweet, of company guidelines. We will get to more on this question of Trump trying to undo the election. And yeah, he said again that he won the thing. And he won it big. Coming up on the MedVet Show. Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at MichaelMedved.com. That's MichaelMedved.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky.
And on the Michael Medved show, with all of the controversy about the election still reverberating, we haven't quite gotten to the spirit of peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Or I know that some people who know the original Greek say it should be more accurately translated as peace on earth to men of goodwill, or to people of goodwill, if you prefer. But there wasn't a great deal of goodwill from Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, who had a remarkable Army career, and I give him all the credit for that. He at one time was chief of staff for General Colin Powell. He's become a very outspoken person on the Democratic side of things. He believes that the Bush administration deliberately lied to get us into the Iraq War. And he said this about Mitch McConnell and Mitch McConnell's election in Kentucky, where he was just reelected really in a very one-sided race against another military veteran named Amy McGrath. But here is Colonel Wilkerson talking about his doubts about Mitch McConnell's reelection. Listen.
More Americans voted and voted by different methods. States upheld their laws, upheld their precedents, upheld their protocols. They did a good job. Maybe in Kentucky there was a little cheating. I think the Kentucky race that Mitch McConnell was reelected in, against all percentages that pertained beforehand, and exit polling, and maybe there was something there. But, you know, you never look into the Republicans for cheating. And I can say that. I'm a Republican. But I think this election was incredibly well done, magnificently well done, and we should praise the states and all the people in the states who did it.
Okay, look, I all agree with him. I think the election was well done, but the one in Kentucky was too. And he's just full of it when he says that, as opposed to all of the exit polling and all of the polling beforehand, Mitch McConnell was always considered to be an easy winner. And just so you know, Colonel, the Mitch McConnell won by over 400,000 votes, and that's out of a total of about 2 million that were recorded. He won 58% to 38%. Okay, that's called a landslide. Mitch McConnell wasn't cheating, and nobody's going to overturn the results in Kentucky or really anywhere else. And this is one of those things that President Trump really needs to get straight. They reported at Axios that President Trump lashed out at Senate Majority Leader McConnell last night for acknowledging that Biden won the election. He sent a slide to Republican lawmakers taking credit for saving McConnell's career with a tweet and with a robocall. And then they report in Washington Post, in his moments of deepest denial, Trump has told some advisors that he will refuse to leave the White House on Inauguration Day. Though the aides who say they're alarmed, they told CNN, Trump will actually follow through, not follow through on those threats, that he will leave. Here is the president speaking to Turning Point USA. Turning Point USA is a group of young conservatives. They're very enthusiastic. They're very, very strong supporters of President Trump. But this is the president of the United States speaking directly to young people. This is clip number two.
We are fighting really for the country because this election, we won this election in a landslide. It's not documented. The problem is we need a party that's going to fight, and we have some great congressmen and women that are doing it, and we have others that are great fighters, but we won this in a landslide. They know it, and we need backing from, like, the Justice Department and other people.
Okay, we need support from the Justice Department to overturn the election. Apparently, President Trump met with a series of members of Congress, including a bunch of newly elected members of Congress, in his desire, his plan to, in fact, yes, overturn the election. And some of those members of Congress are people who are just elected. The difficult thing for people such as that is if you believe the whole election was a fraud and the whole result of the election has to be overturned, what about your own election? Now, I understand your own election may not have been close for people like Tommy Tuberville, the new senator from Alabama, who beat Jeff Sessions in the primary. He says he will help Trump in challenging the electoral votes. Here's the story as reported on Fox News. President Trump yesterday huddled with members of Congress to discuss plans to object to President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College win and to force a debate, a congressional debate, on voter fraud. The representative-elect Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is well-known as a strong supporter and member of QAnon, attended the White House meeting, and they said there's growing support for GOP lawmakers from the House and Senate to challenge the election results when a joint session of Congress convenes on January 6th for the final certification of the Electoral College result. The vote was 306 to 232 in Biden's favor. We will be raising objections to the Electoral College votes for Joe Biden for multiple states, the Congresswoman-elect Marjorie Taylor Greene said. She's a Republican of Georgia. Greene said the White House meeting included Trump, Vice President Pence, Trump's legal team, and about 15 House members, including Jim Jordan of Ohio, Andy Biggs of Arizona, Mo Brooks of Alabama, Matt Gaetz of Florida, and Louie Gohmert of Texas. Congressional rules require a House member and a senator to simultaneously challenge a state's electoral slate when they jointly convene on January 6th. They have to submit this in writing ahead of time, too. Greene said senators are on board, though she declined to name them publicly. Some people just haven't totally gone public yet, but we're going to have a lot of people on board, and we definitely have senators, Greene told Fox News. This is going to be historic, and the amount of evidence, she said, is overwhelming. Alabama Senator-elect Tommy Tuberville, former football coach at Auburn, has raised the possibility of challenging the Electoral College, but GOP leaders have actually discouraged it. The Senate Majority Whip, John Thune, the number two guy to Mitch McConnell, he, of course, is a Republican from South Dakota, said he hoped Tuberville won't do it because the election has been litigated over and over and it was time to move on. Quote, I don't think it's good for the country, Thune told reporters last week. Trump called in and he told the Turning Point USA, we won in a landslide. We won this election in a landslide. Look, does anyone think this ends up well? In order to have any of these slates of electors disqualified, you have to win a majority of the votes in both House and Senate. I don't think there's a majority, certainly not in the Republican Senate. Even if the two Republicans win in Georgia, there will not be a majority of Republicans because a number of people, including Mitch McConnell and John Thune, not to mention Mitt Romney and Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins and Ben Sasse and a horde of others, they will not vote to overturn the electoral votes that have already been certified and counted and recounted, even in states where it was close, like Georgia and Arizona. It's not going to happen. In the Fox News report, they say that Trump has repeatedly alleged he beat Biden and claims there was widespread voter fraud, but states have stood by their results and courts have rejected Trump's legal claims in dozens of cases. Attorney General William Barr said last month, and he said again yesterday, that his Justice Department has not seen fraud on the kind of scale that could flip the election. If there is a Senate and House member appealing a state's slate of electors, the joint session of Congress is dissolved. They go back to their different sides of the Capitol building, and the House and Senate meet separately for 2 hours. They are limited to that under the law to debate a contested state's electoral vote. Each body then votes whether to accept or reject that state's slate of electoral voters. Then the House and Senate reconvene in the joint session. And Fox News makes the point that with Democrats in control of the House, and yeah, they still have a margin of about a dozen seats, and with Republicans in the Senate being divided on this, nothing is going to be overturned. So what exactly is the point? I think it's a question worth considering in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.